What's up, y'all? Welcome back to a new episode of One Could Argue, a podcast for nuanced conversations about life, science, and everyday decisions. I'm your host, Kyle, and if this is your first time checking out the podcast, welcome. I'm glad you found your way here, and I hope you enjoy the episode. If you do, please take a second to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. Now let's get into the episode. So today I wanted to talk about the strong friend. Because I think it's one of those things that the true meaning of it is often misunderstood. And I think it allows people to just have to endure a bunch of just unnecessary pain and agony and stress and frustration. And sometimes can even lead to seriously unfortunate events like suicide or just people being hospitalized or whatever, or overdosing on drugs. It gets real because life can be heavy. And I know usually what happens is, you know, especially online social media, sometimes when you hear about the unfortunate, you know, suicide or death of someone, and people rally around it, and, you know, the stories start to come out of, man, you know, like checking on your strong friend. Yo, this person, they were always, you know, encouraging. They were always, you know, a bright light when they walked into a room. They were always, you know, just, you know, there for you. They were always just all these amazing, that they list off all of these amazing qualities that the person had that made them feel good, that made other people feel good. And while these are all great things, these are all great characteristics, these are all great qualities to have as a person, it doesn't always necessarily mean that they were a mentally strong person. And I think the reason that is because oftentimes, as I'm sure you guys have heard before, people can equate strength to how much of a load they can carry. When true strength is understanding how to carry the load. I know oftentimes when I first started, especially when I really first started getting in the gym and like lifting weights, I would just go crazy, just trying to lift up everything. Like talking about lifting the whole gym up, like curling 75 pounds, 100 pounds, like bench pressing 300 pounds, like doing squats with every single 45 on the thing. And, you know, I would get the weight up for sure. And the next day, I would be like, yeah, I'm not going to the gym for another 2 weeks. And it was because I was literally just focused on, you know, being able to put the weight up, but it wasn't sustainable. It wasn't something that I would be able to do every single, it's not something I would be able to go into the gym 5 days a week and do that and not collapse in the gym. And I think that's one of the things that people can get misconstrued or confused with the meaning, whether it's us looking at others or even us dealing with ourselves, understanding like, yo, you being a strong person or a strong friend doesn't necessarily mean that you're never burdening someone else with your problems. It doesn't mean that, you know, someone has to, it doesn't mean that, you know, you just keep on accepting what everyone else is giving you and taking it in and internalizing it and just carrying it and just for the sake of the greater good. Like, no, that's not what being a strong friend is. That doesn't necessarily make you a weak person either. Like, I'm not there. This isn't saying that if you're not strong, you're weak. What I am saying is if you have a truly strong friend, they're not waiting for you to check on them. That's what makes them a strong friend. Because, you know, when you think about it, you know, you keep in mind that everyone goes through certain things. Everyone has life, you know what I'm saying, on them. From time to time, sometimes life is smooth, sometimes life is super heavy, and we all get caught up in the everyday life. And that, you know, even when I think about my journey and the things that I've been through and experienced and like having those moments, it's like sometimes people can just forget. Sometimes as much as people love you and as much as people care about you, you're just not on their mind as much when they're going through their own thing. And it doesn't mean they won't be there for you. It doesn't mean they won't stop what they're doing to help you. It just means that may be something that you have to do. You may have to insert yourself into someone else's life to get the help that you need. And I think that's the overarching point of, you know, under this episode and understanding what a strong friend is. It's like you have to take getting help into your own hands. I think oftentimes people get that flipped. It's like, you know, you need to be able to help yourself because no one else. It's like, no, that's not the case. I think the reason why people resort to that is because they have such a hard time admitting that they need help. So it's not like, oh man, you know, no one's willing to help me. It's like, is it that, or is it that you were experiencing something or going through something that was really challenging you, and you may have been ashamed by it, or you may have been embarrassed by it, or at first you thought you had it under control and then you slipped and now you don't really want anybody to know, so you don't reach out and tell them. It's like, these are all real things. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, there are things that people can get embarrassed about when they shouldn't, but it is what it is. We're all human. I've been there. You've been there, I'm sure. But it's important to understand that, you know, your fear of not getting the help that you need needs to be greater than your fear of people knowing that you need help. And I think once you get to that point, once you get to the point of understanding that the overall win, the overall point of true growth is actually growing, then you understand that the only way you're going to be able to get to that point, the only way you're going to be able to do that is when you reach out for help. And the strong people do that. The people who are your strong friends, the people who, you know, are every time you check in with them, they seem to be doing good or everything seems to be flowing fine. It's not because everything's always flowing fine. It's not because things are always good. It's not because they always, you know, nothing ever goes wrong for them. It's because when it happens, they're reaching out to the people that they need to reach out to get help. And that person may not necessarily always be you. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's one of those things where it takes a moment for you to just ask yourself and get, you know, honest with yourself. It's like, a lot of people get offended with that. A lot of people get offended because, you know, they feel like people don't come to them with their problems, or they don't know about someone else's problems. And it's like, well, if you're looking at yourself, are you someone who's always going through something? Are you someone who's always feeling down? Are you someone who's always feeling depressed? Are you someone who's always talking about your problems? It's like, not to say that that's bad, and it's not to say that that's not a real situation, but it's like, do you truly have the capacity to help people in the way that they may need help? Or are you busy helping yourself or getting the help you need? There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's the case, you can't allow those two things to get intermingled. It's like, no, you know, it's just, I feel like you don't come to me and talk to me. It's like, I can't. Not because you don't love me, not because you don't care about me, but you're busy getting yourself together. So me as the strong friend, or as people call it, you know, and it's not even like saying strong friend is like from a superior perspective, like, oh, I'm the strong friend and you're the, it's like, no, whatever. It's like different people have different tolerances from other people. Some people, like I said, I know me, I'm someone, because I love like reading and learning about like psychology and like self-help and growth and, you know, challenging your consciousness and just all of those different things. It's like, there are certain things that other people may be like, you know what? I'm not in the mood to talk about that. I'm not in the mood to hear about that. That's just not something that I naturally care about. Just like if you have someone who, you know, is interested in basketball, you know, and like they love basketball. If I come to them talking about how to build a house or something, they, because I'm a friend, they may, you know, be somewhat interested and be like, hey, you know, give me their attention. But like, they're not about to come checking me and be like, hey, yo, like, what's going on? What sheetrock did you use? What such and such? It's like, no, like, that's not my interest. Whereas, again, sometimes in life you have friends that are, they're built for the conflict. They're built for the stress. They're built for the situations that someone else may be like, yo, like, you really getting me down right now, talking about everything that's going on with you. Some people are like, yo, like, I actually just love solving problems. So that means every time you want to come to me and talk to me, I'm going to be willing to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You may come to me talking about something, and I may even want to go deeper into it than you want to go into. And that's just because I really like to get down to the bottom of things and get stuff figured out and talk through it and get as much information as we can out of the situation to figure it out. And I think that's one of those things that you got to understand about yourself. So it allows you to not really, you know, alter or transform a situation where you have a strong friend and you turn it into something that, like, it turns into envy or it turns into jealousy. I think that's the thing. Sometimes people have strong friends, and because they're not necessarily aware of those you call it a trough, like those, you have the hills and you have the troughs, like the deep parts that go down into the water and stuff. You may not necessarily be aware of the dips that they have in their lives that make them, you know, need to take a step back or need to get some help or assistance. And sometimes you not being able to see that, not because of anything that they've done, you just don't necessarily feel that alignment. You may feel like, yo, like, this person never is never going through anything. Why they don't ever talk to me about stuff? Why they always okay when I talk to them? And like I said, it may sound kind of crazy, but sometimes that's how people feel because, you know, just like with anything else, you want to feel like you're alike. You know what I'm saying? You want to see similarities. That's what connects friends, them feeling like they have similarities. They're interested in the same things. Like, oh, yo, I went through that. Oh, you went through that too. That's so crazy. It's just like, it's a real thing. It can be a bonding agent. But if you're not looking at it through the right perspective, it can be a it can be something that divides. And again, it's one of those things that takes you really being like, you know what? Just because they may not necessarily come to me about what they're going through something. Now, I don't necessarily need to know exactly what it is. I don't necessarily need to be the person that, you know, they come to get through it, but I know they're getting through it. You know what I'm saying? And it takes them doing that so they can be here for me when I'm going through whatever I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the opposite side of it that people don't really think about. It's like, yo, if your strongest friend is the person that, you know, is always there for you when you need them, it's like you're not always going to need them the way they need you. I think that's one of the things that sends so many relationships awry. People trying to, you know, figure out, you know, where they stand in people's lives and like what service, what need they fulfill and stuff. And it's like, yeah, people, you're not always going to need people the way they need you. You may need them to be the strong friend and you may need them to be that person that's like, yo, I can call you at 3 a.m. I can call you at this time. You can help me figure this out. So on and so forth. Stop looking for them to need you to be the person that they call at 3 a.m. when they're going through something and they have a problem they can't figure out. That's not what that's not y'all's point of connection. You know what I'm saying? They have their own person that fills that role and you have them for that role. Don't try to mix it together. And like I said, I think when people do that, they really just ruin some amazing relationships. It's like they don't have to, those things don't have to connect in the same way. So I think, you know, if you're someone who is sometimes feeling that way as you're assessing your relationships, you're like, yo, sometimes I feel like you don't talk to me, or sometimes I feel like it's like, yeah, you know, that may be why. If we're having a real conversation, it may be like, you know what? I don't feel like you can help me. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a bad thing. Like, honestly, it sounds crazy. But again, it's one of those things where you have to be honest with yourself. Like I said, you know, you have to sit and be like, you know what? I'm constantly going through something. I'm going through situations that I see them master. Like, I go to them because they go through these situations and they just know how to, they know exactly what to do. They get it right. It's like, right. That's what makes them them. So clearly they may be on another level than I am. So the assistance that they need, I may not be able to give them that assistance. It wouldn't be helping me. It would probably have them, you know what I'm saying? Like, not able to help me in the roles that I need. And when, like I said, when you understand that and you have those conversations with yourself, then you're, like I said, not only are you being honest with yourself and you're able to experience the freedom that comes with that honesty, but you're able to have better relationships. Let people fill the role that they need to fill in your life. And, you know, y'all can still play 2K. You can still call them when you need them. They can still be useful for you. You can still be useful for them. And things are just smooth. But a lot of people don't do that. So that's one of the things that I really wanted to talk about today in regards to the strong friend. It's like, you know, if you want to be a strong friend, get the help that you need. Don't be around here just like waiting for people to check in on you. You're just feeling bad and you're just like waiting for someone to be like, hey, you all right? And you're like, yeah, you know, I'm all right. It's like, no, be like, yo, I'm going through something. Or pick up the phone and be like, hey, you got a second to talk? Or yo, you got a text? Like, bro, I don't play around with that. Like, I do it. And it was hard for me at first because I'm one of those people that really doesn't like to bother people. But it's like, you either feel good that you didn't bother someone and you're still holding that weight, or you take that step and in what your mind is bothering someone. Someone's like, oh, this is just a friend who needs help. That's what we do here as friends. We help each other. So you may call me and I'd be like, yo, I'm in the middle of something. Let me call you right back. Or I might be like, yo, what's going on? Oh, damn. All right, bet. Let's do this. Let's do that. And you figure it out. It is what it is. Like I said, my OG is like, yo, every time I used to hit my OG, he'd be like, yo, if you need something, call me. Like, bruh, call me, leave a voicemail, text me. I'll hit you back when I get a chance, or I'll pick up whatever, like, anytime. And if, like I said, if they're the people who love you and care about you, that's what the situation is. And it's for you to utilize that. Like, what else are we here for on this planet to have relationships for if we can't take advantage of them? You know what I'm saying? And I know, like I said, it can get tricky because sometimes we're in this climate where we don't want to feel like, you know, we're bothering people, or sometimes we, you know, it's weird. It's a lot of weird, and weird isn't even really the right word because it's definitely a human experience because of just like how people can act sometimes. But it's just like sometimes people don't, like I said before, sometimes people don't share stuff because like it hurts their ego, or they feel like, you know, I don't necessarily want people to know that I'm still having this problem with this. I call my OG about stuff that I've been dealing with for years. You know what I'm saying? And I've got better at it, but I haven't got like 70% better. Like, I've gotten like 3% better at it over the past few years. Sometimes it's because he told me how to do something and I sort of did it that way, but not fully. So I didn't get the full result. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it just takes longer for certain people, but it is what it is. I still reach out, get the help. I still do my best every time with the information. And as a friend, as a mentor, as an OG, I get the guidance from them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things where, you know, you have to be honest with yourself and you have to be vulnerable and you have to be transparent. Of course, this isn't something that you can do with every single last person. Like I said, my OG is someone that I've known for like years. So it's like, you know, there's been a rapport built, even with the information and the advice given. Like, it's been tested. It works damn near all of the time. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it just is what it is. So that's a proven relationship. But, you know, even with, like I said, your friends, it's like, yo, like, trust them to be the people that they need to be for you. Allow your friends to be the people who they said they're going to be. So if they're like, yo, call me anytime you need something, you don't be the one and be like, well, I just called him yesterday. Bruh, I said, call me anytime. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. If I'm not available, I'm not available. If I got to call you back, I got to call you back. And I'm sure this sort of leans into the whole boundary situation, but it's just like, properly set boundaries with people who have a full understanding of what it means to be human and a respect for boundaries won't get in the way of you getting the help that you need in your relationships. So if the person had a long day and they was like, yo, is it something that could wait? So you'll be understanding. Or you may be like, yo, yeah, it is, but it's also something that's super heavy. So if you can make time, like, let me know, whatever. And sometimes it may not happen, whatever. That's all still falls under being human. Sometimes you really need help and you just can't get it. Sometimes life just goes that way. It's not for you to turn it into, man, the one time I really needed you. It's just like, bruh, stop it. Like, we ain't even been alive that many years. You know what I'm saying? To have that many situations where it's just like everyone turned on you. Like, stop it, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where, like I said, you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be transparent and you got to be, you know, understanding, bruh. Be understanding. Know that, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you, but there are people who are here to help you and will help you the best they can as they can. And you go from there. But, you know, in regards of this whole like strong friend theory, it's like, yo, the strong friend isn't strong because they're waiting for you to check in on them. They're the strong friend because when they need it, they're reaching out. They're just like, yo, I need help with this. Yo, I'm going through this. Can you help me figure it out? And they get to the solution as quickly as possible, or they get to the steps they need to take to get through it as quickly as possible, and they find their footing again. And that's why when you're checking on them, everything seems all right. Because every time things sort of start to look like they're not all right, they either self-correcting or they're reaching out to figure out what they got to do and they get back on it. It's not because they don't go through anything. It's not because, you know, everything just magically works out for them. It's because they're not that time that you're taking, whether it's a couple, you know, minutes or a couple days or a couple months before you really decide to bring it up to everyone that or to your friend that you're going through something, they're not wasting all of that time. So their molehills ain't turning into mountains. It's just like, oh, this is a molehill. Let's kick this over real quick. Keep on walking. Whereas if you're taking all that extra time to allow every single thing to turn into a mountain, then, like I said, that can go left. And we see that all the time, unfortunately. It's very sad to see. You know, sometimes it leads to, like I say, deep depressions for people. Sometimes it leads to medical issues for people. Sometimes it can lead to suicide. Sometimes it can lead to, you know, violence against others. Like, it gets crazy. And sometimes it comes because people don't necessarily feel like they can talk to someone. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not totally turning a blind eye to the fact of not everyone is as fortunate to have people that's close to them that they can talk to. But again, at the very same time, sometimes people just need to talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just those words and thoughts and, you know, feelings just staying inside of you, like literally just not getting out, can do a lot. Sometimes it's the pressure. It's the pressure that busts the pipes. Like, you got to be able to be like, yo, let me just talk to someone, even if they don't really understand me. Like, let me just get this out. You know what I'm saying? And that can go an extremely long way. So, you know, I think it's important to make sure that you're not letting any of your just thoughts or your ego or your pride or, you know, your insecurities get in the way. Like I said, if it's something that they had to talk to you about 1,000 times, that it just is what it is. Like I said, we all, this is a life journey experience. You're going to need help on things that you should have learned 10, 20 years ago. And even that is just like, even that, there's some lack of truth to it. It's like, who's to say, oh man, you should have learned this a long time ago? Who's to say you had the skills to learn this a long time ago? Or who's to say the advice that you got when you first started dealing with this was the correct advice? Or who's to say the situation under which, you know, that this situation is moving, the advice you got before still applies? It may have needed to be changed. Like, this is life, bruh. Like, this thing doesn't stop. It's constantly changing and it's constantly requiring tweaking. You know what I'm saying? I'm still having to relearn certain things, not because I didn't learn it before, but because I have to learn it in a different way now because I'm going somewhere else with it. You know what I'm saying? And like, I think once you really learn that and understand that and appreciate the fact of it's life and it's one of those things that's always going to keep you on your toes. It's always going to help you feel like you're learning, and you are going to get more confident in your ability to navigate through life and learn things and figure stuff out. But it's just always going to keep you going. It's just always going to keep you active. And that's just one of those things that is just like, it's a non-negotiable on your journey to growth, understanding, experience, just all of the things. Like, if you want to be a strong friend, get help. Simply put. And don't waste time in between you thinking you need it and taking the steps that you need to. So on that note, I hope you guys found this episode helpful. I'm so glad to be back to posting these episodes for you guys. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at KVLE. I'm going to leave a link to the mailing list in the show notes and all of that good stuff. But again, share this episode to someone who you feel like may, you know, need it or be going through something. And if you are known as the strong friend, make sure, you know, find confidence in that and make sure that you continue to understand that, you know, it's important for you to get the help that you need and keep on doing the things that keep you strong, whether it's exercising or communicating or, you know, taking time away from. That's another thing, not to get back into the episode, but sometimes the strong friend is the strong friend because they know how to take a step back. You know what I'm saying? From all of the situations going on, to be able to, you know, give themselves a clear head. So sometimes they may need a break from you, the friend. Not because they don't love you, not because they don't care about you, but it's like, yo, it's been a tough week. I've been solving a lot of problems. I've been dealing with a lot of things, and I just need to make sure my mind is clear. I just need to make sure I'm getting my reset. So when I do need to show up for my friends, I'm showing up with a clear head. I'm not giving out advice, or I'm not, you know, falling asleep on the phone, or I'm not like, you know, being annoyed because I'm thinking about something from work. It's like, I'm able to be here for you in the fullness of the moment. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, these are all different ways to appreciate it, but they all matter. They all matter. So on that note, again, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. If you did, subscribe to the podcast. And this is your host, Kyle, and I will see you guys on the next episode. Take care.